Kajaya. Namaditam Kajaya Jagadasami Kajaya Munamai Kajaya. Shimadi Glasi Deva Kajaya. Samveda Vata Vrindi Kajaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Shrivopad Ki Jai. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 10th chapter, text 9. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Raksha Swasur Vyakrita Rupam Achuda Budes Tatsyaha Kada Trishida Doshana Mukya Bandhun Jagne Chaturdasha Sahasram Aparaniya Kodanda Panir Atamana Uvasa Tritram. Rakshaswasur Vyatra Rupam Ashuda Budes. Tatshakara Trishira Dushana Mukya Bandhun. Jogne Chaturdasha Sahasram Apare Jagne Chaturdasha Sahasram Aparaniha. Kodanda Panir Atamana Kuvasa Kritstram. Rakshaswasur Vyakta Krita Rupam Ashuda Budes. Tashakara Tishira Dushana Mukya Bandhun. Jogne Chaturdasa Sahasram Aparaniya. Jagne Chaturdasa Sahasram Aparaniha. Kodanda Panir Atamana Huvasa Kritstram. Rakshaswasur Vyakrita Rupam Ashuda Budes. Asya karatishira dushana mukya bandhun. Jogne chaturda shaksahasram aparaniha. Kodanda panirtamana huvasa kritstram. Okay. Neela Manjari, good to see you. Raishishwari, Puja, Rocky, Vaneshra, from India. That's pretty good. Hari Priya, Sachimata, Diana. Good to see you, Diana. Chris Brown, Neela Shakti. Hari Priya, Gurman, and Anthony. Okay, nice. Welcome you all. Silver Fiji. Svasurvyatra rupam ashurta bhutes Ladies, Raksha Swasuhu of Shurpanaka, the sister of the Rakshasa Ravana. Yakrita, Lord Ram, deformed. Rupam, the form. Ashuda Buddhahe, because her intelligence was polluted by lusty desires. Tachyaha of her. Kadatri Shiradushana Mukyabandun. Many friends headed by Kada, Trishida and Dushana. Jagne, he Lord Ramchandra killed. Chaturdasha Sahasram, 14,000. Aparaniha, invincible. Kudanda, bows and arrows. Panihi, in his hand. Atamanaha, wandering in the forest. Uvasa, live there. Krishram, with great difficulties. So translation, while wandering in the forest where he accepted a life of hardship, carrying his invincible bow and arrows in his hand, Lord Ramchandra deformed Ravana's sister, who was polluted with lusty desires, by cutting off her nose and ears. He also killed her 14,000 Rakshasa friends headed by Kada, Trishura, and Dushana. So there's no purport to this text. The next text doesn't have a purport either, but there's so much information. After I read the next text, I'm going to speak a little bit. So next text, text 10. Sita kata shravanati pita krichayena shristam vilokya nripate dasakandarena jagnet bhutaina vapusha shramatopa krishto Varichamasu Vishikena Yatakang Ugraha. O King Pariksit, when Ravana, who had 10 heads on his shoulders, heard about the beautiful and attractive features of Sita, his mind was agitated by lusty desires, and he went to kidnap her. To distract Lord Ramchandra from his ashram, Ravana sent Maricha in the form of a golden deer, and when Lord Ramchandra saw that wonderful deer, he left his residence and followed it, and finally killed it with a sharp arrow, just as Lord Shiva killed Daksha. So there's a lot of information here I wanted to speak about this. So, Om Gana Timurandasya Gananjana Shlakaya Jaksuram Miritam Yena Tasmai Shigarave Namaha. So, first we're going to talk about Sarpanaka. Sarpanaka means, basically the name means one who has long nails, naka, long curly nails, actually, Sarpanaka. So, Sarpanaka is very interesting. Of course, as it mentions here, she is Ravana's sister, and she also executed austerities at the same time as Ravana and Kumbhakarna and Vibhishan executed austerities. And she got the benediction of being able to change her form at will. In other words, she could look like whatever she wanted to look like. So that was her benediction. So then Sarpanaka actually got married. And she got married to the king of the netherworlds. That means down there. But maybe not geographically down there, because we're already at the bottom of the world here. Isn't it? We're at the bottom of the world. But anyway, so somehow are the lower planetary systems. She got married to him. And then Ravan, who wanted to conquer all the three worlds, he went down to the lower planetary systems to try to conquer the lower planetary systems. And guess what happened? He ended up killing his sister's husband. Terrible, isn't it? And so Sarpanaka was pretty upset, you can understand. She went to Ravana, really angry. And Ravana was thinking, I don't want to have this lady around anymore. So he sent her to be under the care of Kara and Dushana. So he sent her away from Lanka. So she was actually in India at this particular time. Janmashtan. You understand? She went to Janmashtan, and that's where Kara and Dushana and Trishira was. And she was being protected by them and 14 giants and 14,000 rakshasas. So that's a very interesting story. So anyway, so Ravana didn't want an angry lady around. He had problems with that. I mean, I can understand that, empathize with that too. So then she was touring through the air. She was, because rakshasas, they can float in the air. And basically, it's very similar to that story of Hidimba in the Mahabharata, where first the rakshasa smells a human being and they think it's prashanam time. So she smells a human being, but she looks down and she sees Ram. And she says, wow, the same thing as with Hidimba, that she was thinking, I can enjoy much more with him by getting married or whatever than eating him. You know, if you eat someone, it's over in one day. But if you get married to them, you can enjoy them your whole life. Just think about that. So, that's one argument against cannibalism. So, so you know the story, she comes down and she assumes a beautiful form. And she goes to Ram. And she says, hello, or whatever she says. She says, hello, I'm in love with you. And Ram says, basically, there's a problem. I'm already married, my wife is here, it wouldn't work out. But my brother is here, Lakshman, his wife's not with him. His wife's name was Urmila, but she didn't go to the forest with Lakshman. Lakshman actually gave her the instruction when he went to the forest that she should not cry the whole time he was gone. Pretty good, isn't it? How many wives would follow that instruction? I don't think so. That shows how dedicated she was. So he gave her that instruction. So Lakshman and the Sarpanaka went to Lakshman. And Lakshman said, well, you really wouldn't want to get married to me because you just have to be a servant. I'm the servant of Ram and Sita Devi. And basically, you wouldn't be happy doing this. I'm sure if you go back to... he will accept you and soon forget that thin-waisted lady. He refers to her as Sumajima. Sumajima means like a good middle. It's actually interesting in Sanskrit. Su means good. Majima means middle. Like, Majimadakari, like that. So if you refer to a lady and you say, Su, you have a good Su Majima, so that means a good waist. Anyways, I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying that. So, Lakshman refers, he said, she will forget because it's described that Sarpanaka, in spite of changing her form to a certain extent, she still had Lakshman says sunken belly as far as the Sita is concerned, because Sarpanaka had like a pot belly. Like the bellies you see on many men nowadays that are, just eating too much or taking beer, we call them beer bellies in America. So she goes back to Ram, but then she figures out they're just joking with her, and she gets so angry that she gets ready to kill Sita Devi. I guess he comes to original form, her claws come out, to the point. And Ram says to Lakshman, you shouldn't be joking with women, it's not appropriate. You get in trouble. And Lakshman just grabs Sarpanaka and cuts off her nose and ears. And she's pretty upset at this point. So she flies back. And she goes to Karandusha. Her brothers, I guess, cousin brothers or something. Anyway, she goes to Karandusha. And she complains. And they say, well, we're supposed to protect you. So Karandusha sent first 14 giants. You understand? 14 giant rakshasas. They come back. Ram is able to kill them pretty easily. No problem. Then they send 14,000 rakshasas. It's a lot of rakshasas. Can you imagine how they looked? And what Ram does is he employs his arrow of bewilderment. So each and every Rakshasa thinks the other Rakshasa is Ram. So the Rakshasas end up killing each other. Pretty good, isn't it? He's very intelligent. Ram is very intelligent. He doesn't want to waste his arrows. Just one arrow gets them all bewildered. So they end up killing each other, and then he kills Kar and Dushana and Trishira. And so that's pretty bad. So then what happens is that one of the Rakshasas goes to Ravan and reports what has happened. And Ravan, basically, he said, and also says to Ravan how beautiful Sita Devi is. And so Ravan, he goes to Uncle Marich. And Uncle Marich, at this particular point, talks him out of it. He says, you don't want to do it. Everything will be finished. And then Uncle Marich tells his own personal story about Ram. So let's go back and hit in time a little bit in the Ramayana. His own personal story of Ram is that he was present with Subahu, defiling the sacrifice of Viswamitra Muni. When Ram, as a young boy, 16 years old, came to protect the sacrifice of Viswamitra Muni. Everybody's following me so far? So what Ram did is he killed Subahu. Of course, he killed Tataka first, the mother of Marich. And he killed Subahu, who was Marich's like brother. And what he did is he sent Marich into the ocean 800 800 miles, 80 yojanas, into the ocean. He didn't kill Marich because he had plans for Marich later on in the pastimes. So then Marich starts to plan basically how to get rid of Ram. You know, he's really upset at the whole thing. So what he does, this is in Valmiki Ramayana, you may not be familiar with this story. What he does is he assumes the form of an eight-legged beast. You know, these are like ferocious beasts that are actually more ferocious than lions or tigers or elephants. I mean, sort of like the Timengilla fish of the land. He can eat anything, kill anyone, and he's with this whole group of these animals like this. And so he sees that Ram's in the forest, and he arranges that all these animals attack Ram, along with himself. So you got all these eight-legged beasts, not four-legged beasts, eight-legged beasts. So they're all rushing towards Ram, and Ram has no problem. He just takes his arrow, and 1 hour just like kills them all. And Marich, who's also appearing as one of these eight-legged beasts, he just like is able to escape. Ram lets him escape again. So at this point, he describes to Ravan that even if he hears the syllable Ra, he gets scared. You understand? Because it's called post-traumatic stress. It's called PTSD. Post-traumatic stress means something really heavy happens to you, like you go to war, or you have some accident. You sort of relive that experience, even if there's a little stimuli. You know, some heavy thing happens to you. And I think most of us have had heavy things happen. It sort of relives. I remember one time, I remember someone died by drowning. And every time I walked by the water, I actually, you know, started to shake. Because, you know, I thought, at night especially, I thought there was a ghost coming out or something. So that's called PTSD. So poor Marich, he had PTSD. And so he was able to convince Ravan, don't go. Do not go for Sita Devi. You know, it's going to be the end of you. So Ravan goes back to his castle in Lanka. And he's thinking about the whole thing. Then Sirpanaka comes. And Sirpanaka, she says to Ravan that, actually, look what happened to me. I got my nose, my ears. Actually, there were other parts of the body cut off, which I'm not going to mention in class. But anyway, she got several parts of her body cut off. So she says to Ravan, I did this for you. The only reason I approached this Ram was because I saw Sita and I thought Sita should belong to you, which is a complete lie. In other words, she wanted to get Ravana in trouble because Ravana had killed her husband. So that's why Ravana sent her away to Janmashtan in the beginning to get her out of the picture. But now she thought, I'll get this Ravan, get my brother in trouble now. Because she understood Ravan, and nobody could kill Ravan. And she was still in love with Ravan. That's another point. Even after getting her nose and ears and everything else cut off, she still was, I would say, in lust with Ravan. So basically, Ravan becomes inspired at this particular point. And he says, well, I got to do it. And then he goes to Uncle Marich again. And he says to him, you got to do it this time, boy. Or no, Uncle Kaldashri. You got to do it again. You got to do it for me. And Marich says, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You're going to die. And I'm going to die too. And Ravan says to him, I give you a choice. Maybe you will die. But if you don't do what I say, you will die sooner. I will kill you. And so then Marich is thinking, let me see. Let me make a choice. I don't want to die, but let's say the choice became being killed by Ravan or being killed by Ram, which is better? Because when you're killed by Ram, I mean, even Mareech had some intelligence. He knew he was God. He knew Ram was God. So if you get killed by Ram, you get liberated. So he thought better to get killed by Ram than Ravan. Okay. So then he goes to the forest, takes the form of a deer. Ravan. Anyway, I'd want to skip ahead to the next verse of purport were actually a whole two or three classes in and of themselves. That's why I didn't want to go ahead. So he goes and he takes the form of a golden deer, appears before the ashram where Sita and Ram and Lakshman are, and Sita, not the real Sita, this is Maya Sita. At this point, Ram understands, he knows this is his plan. He's already substituted Maya Sita for the real Sita. And the real Sita is with Agni Dev, the god of fire. So at this point, Sita, the Maya Sita, she says to Ram, oh, look at the golden deer. Please get him for me. I want him. And if you can't capture him alive, then at least the skin will be very beautiful, you know, golden skin. Lakshman, he knows what's happening. He says, you know, this is not natural, you know, this is a Rakshasa. But Ram also knows what's happening, but this is his plan. You know, he knows that this deer is an illusory deer. And he knows that Maya Sita is going to be kidnapped. And he knows that Lakshman is going to be lured away by the cry of Mareech. So he goes chasing after the deer. And Mareech, when he's killed by Ram, he cries out in Ram's voice, Lakshman! Lakshman! And when Sita hears that, she thinks, or Maya Sita, this is a play, actually. She says, oh, your brother is in danger, go save him. And Lakshman said, my brother can never be in danger. You know, what's the problem? I've been given the order to protect you. This is also another important instruction for us, that when you defy the order of a higher spiritual personality, there's always trouble. But of course, it is a pastime. You know, on different levels, you can understand the whole thing. So Lakshman, he goes, eventually Sita says, you know, you have to go, and if you don't go, I understand that you're interested in me. Which is nonsense, because Lakshman not even looked at her face the whole time. Isn't it? I mean, the only thing he looked at was her feet. And that's a real chaste relationship. I remember when I first joined the movement, when I visited my mother, I only looked at her feet and it upset her. It's fanatic, it's called. But Lakshman, he was only able, you know, later on able to identify the jewelry from her feet, not from any other part of the body. He didn't even know what she looked like, basically, except for the feet. So she accuses Lakshman of wanting her and wanting Ram to die. So Lakshman becomes so upset with this, he loses his meditation on Ram's order. And he draws this Lakshman's Rekha around the hermitage. He says, don't cross this. Don't cross it. Okay. Then he goes looking for Ram. Eventually he finds Ram, and Ram says, you know, what did you do? Why did you leave Sita? She must be in trouble now. She must be kidnapped by now. So Lakshman feels bad. Ram and him run back. In the meantime, our friend Ravan appears in the form of a Brahmin. Because Ravan can also change his form. So he appears in the form of a Brahmin, and he's asking Bhiksha. He's asking for charity and some food. And Sita Devi says, you know, I'll get you some food. Please just wait out there. And he tries to enter, and there's this Lakshman Rekha, he can't go through. That means the lion in the dirt. He can't go through, and finally, he says, you have to come out and give me this, and you know, if you don't, I'm going to curse you. Because in those days, people were very fearful of the curse of a Brahmin or a Vaishnava. So Sita comes out, she crosses the Lakshman Rekha, she crosses the line, and Ravan basically grabs her. And she's screaming out, help, help, help. Ravan puts her in the airplane. He has his, not the Pushpaka at that point, he has several airplanes. The Pushpaka Vimana is the flower airplane that he stole from Kubera. But this is a airplane described in the Ramayana that is pulled by asses with human heads. That means donkeys with human heads. Pretty cool, isn't it? A pretty nice vehicle, better than a Prius. So he's in this. So he puts her there, and she's crying, and then Jutayu, well, actually, we're going to read about one of the future verses. But anyway, we should talk about it. So Jutayu, who is actually guarding the whole place, and actually he was a friend of Dasharath. Jutayu actually tries to interfere, and he has this fight with Ravana. And in that fight, he kills the donkeys, the asses with human heads. And he destroys Ravana's chariot. You didn't know this story. He actually destroys Ravana's chariot. But Ravana cuts off his wing. And Jutayu falls to the ground chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. And he's almost dead at this particular juncture. Later on, he'll be found by Ram and Lakshman. And then Ravan, with his own prowess, able to fly through the air, holds Sita, or Maya Sita. And he flies back to Lanka, and on the way back to Lanka, as they pass over Mount Rishimukh, she drops some of her jewelry, because she sees some monkeys on the top of Mount Rishimukh. So remember, this is not the real Sita, because had it been the real Sita, then Ravan couldn't have touched her. Wouldn't have been possible. This is Maya Sita. So Ravana was able to touch her. Anyway, and so that's one part of the story. The other part, let's get back to Sirpanaka. Sirpanaka still was madly in love with Ram. And throughout the rest of her life, her mortal life in this world, she was thinking about the person she couldn't have. Ram, 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 Ram. So she was thinking about him so much that later on, she got a chance to have Ram. Because when she appeared in Krishna's pastimes as Kubja, you know Kubja, the hunchback lady? And then, but Prabhupada describes her love was not actually pure, it was like mixed with lust. Which is also interesting, pointing out the compassion of Ram, like we say, Patita Pavana, Sita Ram, Raghupati Raja, Raghava Raja Ram. That Ram was so compassionate that he gave her the benediction of becoming his girlfriend, like Ram, in Krishna's pastimes. So, anyway, you know the story in Krishna's pastimes that Krishna entered Mathura and he saw, in addition to killing a washerman and doing other things like that, he saw this lady was making sandalwood, this hunchback lady was making sandalwood for Kamsa. And he asked for the sandalwood, and she gladly smeared the sandalwood on his body and on the body of Balaram. And then Krishna just grabbed her by the cheeks, pulled her up, and she became extremely beautiful and tall. And then she started to grab Krishna's dhoti. Lust was still there. I mean, Krishna's wives would do something like that. In polite society in India, you never see the, you know, man and woman, you know, embracing, kissing, grabbing each other's dhotis. Or, sorry about that. You just don't see that. In the West here, you see every damn thing in public. Isn't it? There's no shame. In Fiji, isn't it? There's no shame. People have no shame anymore. So anyway, so she grabbed Krishna's dhoti and says, you know, Krishna, come to my place. Still lusty. And then Krishna says, well, I got some things to do first. Then we'll visit you. Like killing Kamsa and other things like that. So Krishna does things. He breaks the bow, kills the elephant Gopalapita, kills Kamsa, his uncle. And eventually, he goes to her house, which is decorated with lusty pictures. So she's still lusty. You understand? It describes all these lusty pictures on the wall. Like Prabhupada was staying at John Lennon's house one time. And there were lusty pictures of John Lennon and Yoko. Do you know about this? They were on the wall. You know, actually illicit, you know, whatever it is, explicit pictures. And Prabhupada was looking at it. What is this? And you know, people are just so crazy sometimes. Anyway, I won't tell the story. But anyway, I could tell stories about the craziness like this, but I'm not going to. So what happened is that eventually she got purified because she got associated with Krishna. So akama savakama moksha kama dardi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. So even if she approached Krishna with sarva kama, all lust, you understand, all desires, Krishna purified her. And you see also when Ram was approached by the sages in the Dandakaranya forest, who wanted to have a conjugal relationship, but they were male sages, but they realized their spiritual identity. Then Ram said, no, not in this lifetime. And they later on took birth as gopis in Vrindavan. The Muni gopis, you understand? And they later got a chance to associate with Ram in the form of Krishna. Krishna is not Ekapatni Vrata. Krishna is 16,108 Patni Vrata. Krishna is Ananta, a girlfriend's brata. Ananta gopi. That means unlimited gopis. There's basically 108 principal gopis. There's 8 principal gopis, 108 more than 16,108 who expand as the wives of Dwarka. And then there's millions and billions of them. If you go to Vrindavan, if you go to Braj, you'll hear about all the gopis who were munis, the gopis who were let's say the daughters of a particular king before, and Krishna blessed them. So anyway, Krishna is quite interesting. It's not like Ram. But Ram is Maryada Purushottam. He is the perfect example of etiquette, manners, religious principles. So anyway, so this is the story. Let's see, do I leave anything out? No, this is the story. Tomorrow there's actually an interesting verse that requires a whole day, at least a whole day, to talk about. So any questions or comments? Questions, comments about the Ramayana? No? No? Every man wants to have his wife like Sita Devi, but he doesn't act like Rama. Sometimes the men say to the woman, you should be like Sita Devi. And then the woman says, well, you should be like Ram, not Ravan. So, no questions? Comments? I mean, there's a lot more information I have in the Ramayana, if you ask any questions about it. Different stories in Ramayana? No? Rupanuga? What's that?
You explained it
so well. Anyway, there's more stories about these particular pastimes. Another point is this Maya Sita eventually did also get married to Ram in a future incarnation. Maya Sita fell in love with Ram, so when the whole episode was over and she had to go back and the real Sita had to come, She said, Ram, I want to marry you too. And Ram said, Ekaputni Vrata, I can't marry you. So then later on, tell the story real quickly. Later on, she appeared on this earth planet. And when Lord Narayan, who was non-different than Ram, was looking for Lakshmi, Lakshmi had left him. It's interesting. Even Lord Narayan has problems with his wife. So Lakshmi left Lord Narayan because Lord Narayan had been kicked in the chest by Bhrigu Muni, and she was upset that the whole thing had happened. So Lord Narayan was looking for Lakshmi on the earth planet, ran into Maya Sita, who at that point was named Bhudevi, and he wanted to get married, but because he had no Lakshmi, he couldn't get married. So he had to borrow money from Kuvera to get married, and also borrow some land from Varahadev, another incarnation. And so, anyway, so then he got married, and right after he got married to Bhudevi, who was Maya Sita, he runs into the real Lakshmi, and she is really upset. And she and Bhudevi, who is Maya Sita, start to argue with each other. You know, he's my husband. He's mine. I had him first. And so Lord Narayan does not like to see his wives argue. So he thinks, how can I get out of here? Even Lord Narayan is scared. So he thinks, how can I get out of here? So he actually takes the form of a deity. That's a good way to escape. He takes the form of a deity. And then when his two wives see that he has this form of the deity, they think the only way to join him is we also become deities. And that's actually how Balaji and Bhudevi and Sridevi appeared. And that's the Balaji that's worshipped in Tirumala, which is above Tirupati. Tirupati is the on the ground, Tirumala is the hill. So you see, that story continues too. It's interesting, isn't it? The Ramayana story actually continues in the Mahabharata. The Ramayana story continues in the Balaji story. It's very much integrated into all of Vedic culture, into all of Indian culture. No questions? All right. I think we have 1 minute left. Thank you very much. You're all patient. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. I want to thank everyone for watching. Harinam Kirtan, Shika Kumar, Shiv Khan, Nilakshal, Kovin, Krishna Chaitanya, Kartik Sita Sundari, Lina. Okay, now we're going to see the deities. We're actually in Fiji, Suva Fiji, and you're going to see three sets of deities in Suva Fiji. Jai! Kishi Gorna Jai! Ki Jai! Jai Radha Goluk Bihari Lalita Vishaka Ki Jai.
sa sakalan kriti manti yam divan ayanti tiram jaganti anganat maya saru jala vigrasya
Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai.